Now there's a scripture in the Bible that says, who through faith obtained the promises? Who through faith obtained the promises? I was walking through a room one day and there's an ice box up there, and I reached up to get the promise box, to reach in and get me a promise. And as I took it in my hand, and I said, Lord, give me a promise. And when I said that, the Lord said to me, he talked back to me. He said, son, they're all yours. Just take the whole bunch and pour them out on the floor, or pour them out on the table. And he didn't say this, but this is what he said. Just read every one of them. That's mine. And you give his angels charge over thee, and they shall keep thee, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And my God shall supply all your needs according to riches and glory. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. If you'll ask anything in my name, I'll do it. In other words, he said, take the whole box. They're all yours. And we can obtain them by faith. Now, you don't necessarily enjoy all the promises of God. It's not because God has a few that he channels them to and he overlooks you. It is because there is something God requires you to do so he can release that promise to you according to his Bible. God cannot violate his own laws, but God is not slack concerning his promise. Who'd you make his promise to? The word of God, the promises are not for certain persons or just certain ones. It's to whosoever will. God's promises, it says in one place, if some did doubt or did not believe, did their unbelief affect the promise of God? Meaning, we see, well, here's some folk, it didn't happen to them. And because of their unbelief, they do not receive the promise of God. Does that affect what God said? Like someone said about Brother Canastra dying. Said, well, now suppose he dies, what's that going to do with divine healing? It's going to keep divine healing in there just like it always has. Everybody's going to die. That didn't change God's word at all. God's word is the same right now before he died. God had his way, carried him on to heaven. You see, and so here's the thing. God's word is to be exalted above everybody. Remember, we're human. We're down here, but God is up there. He has his will, and there are promises. Now, you'll say, but now, what about promise of divine healing? Do you believe that that's for certain, oh, great numbers? But there's a few that it just doesn't apply to. They've just got to stay sick. No. If God's promise here promises divine healing, I don't care who it is. Divine healing is for everybody that'll believe God for it. And if I preach that divine healing is for some, but nobody knows who in the world it is for, you just got to kind of try it, and you walk up to a thing and you pay a dollar for a whirl, and if you hit certain lucky numbers, why, you might win, and you whirl it and it goes click, 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 and it finally stops and you didn't win, so you go off, you know. Well, now, if we dealt with God's word like that, that's a foolish way. But how many believe God's words are yea and amen? God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? The very fact, it says, that God is not slack concerning his promises. And anything that God promises, he makes it on an agreement that if he denied it, he would deny his own self. If you stand upon it, God can do it. Now, there are times that we're prayed for, we may not get a healing as quick as we want it to come. And sometimes there are tests. I went through a test one time. I was a child of God, no sin. I prayed and believed God, and I didn't get a thing. Kept getting worse and worse. Well, I knew what the Bible taught. I was supposed to preach it, and I become alarmed because I'm a preacher. Here have I preached wrong to the people. I'm sick. I've been prayed for. and I'm not any better. The whole, our whole family is affected by it. But I decided to get out and have a talk with God. I said, now, God, I meant business with you, and I mean for you to mean business with me. I'll never forget it. I said, right now, I want you to speak to me and let me know about this thing. I've been prayed for. I've searched my heart. I'm still sick, and I want to know about it. And as I prayed, I opened the scripture, and brother, that scripture just jumped out. And I knew that it was God speaking to me through the Word. Now, God speaks different ways. He can speak to your heart. But when I opened up 11th chapter of John, it said, this sickness is not unto death, but it's for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. Now then, I said, thank you, Lord. Nothing happened to the sickness, but something happened to me. I realized that I was sick. Oh, I say sick, I had a... If it wasn't that I had visitors here, I'd tell you that I had the itch in the worst stage. But nevertheless, nobody in my church ever got the itch. But I'll tell you, I had it all over my body and all between my fingers. And it was a problem. Because they told me that God could not heal the itch. But I was wanting to find out about that. If God couldn't do something, I wanted to find out why God couldn't do it. And I was trusting God, but finally, one day, God brought the deliverance. 8 months after I had that understanding with God, 8 months later, God healed every member of the family overnight. Every scab fell off of our body, and we was completely well. God said, son, it's for not unto death, but it's for the glory of God. Then about 2 years later, I was in Dallas. 3 years later, and I was praying on the platform, praying at the old church. And God said, son, I want you to go down to KSKY, 660 on the dial. Go down to KSKY and go on the radio, 8:30 to 9. And I want you to tell them what I did for you there at Dayzetta. When they write in, I'll do the same thing for them. Heal them. I'll answer prayer. Now, 2 years later, he refers to this incident that happened at Dayzetta and says that you tell the radio audience that what I did for you there. Now, what was that? I didn't have no one pray for me when I got delivered. I just took a little piece of paper and scribbled on it and said, there's a family that has a skin disease. I didn't tell them the name, my address, or I didn't tell them it was the itch. I just said I have a skin disease. Now, when they sent it in to Raymond T. Ritchie, he laid it on the platform with a big bunch of, the pulpit. He laid it there with a big bunch of requests and just laid his hands on it. He raised his hand and he said, oh God, you know all these requests that have been sent in. Stretch forth your hand and heal and manifest your power. And when he did, the angel of God came down in the room that night, and I had bone-eating sores. I could raise up my pants leg and you could see from the back to the front, big brown spot. It's been healed ever since. It was way back there in Dayzetta before I ever came to Dallas. But I had to wear heavy pads on it. It was a bone-eating sore. There was not a place on my body where there wasn't a scab or on my neck and my hands and all. And the next morning I woke up, I didn't have one scab on my body, on my neck or on my feet. Every scab was off, same way with the rest of the family, the children. We just shook the sheets out, burned them, and had everything clean. But God had healed every one of us overnight by sending a request 50 miles away. The man laid his hands on it, and without any more information, God honored the ministry of Raymond T. Ritchie and sent his angel and healed it. And God said, go on the radio, and as it goes out everywhere, when they write in, I'll answer prayer. And that's what God's been doing. This last week, we averaged from 100 to 200 requests every day. We, for 35 years, we have averaged from one, sometime it goes 800-900, but we will average from 100 to 200 requests a day. You can go anywhere in these parts. You can ask most anyone about the Hibbard family. Well, my mama used to listen, and she was dying with this, and God healed her. Most anywhere you go, they've got a cousin or a brother or a sister, someone that's been healed by the power of God. Now, in that case, God had healing for everybody, yet I was going through an affliction, but I understood. God said, it's not unto death, it's for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. God's promise had not failed. Though I was going through a test, it had not failed. It was true. I have found that God has several. He has a plan for divine healing. I cannot ignore God's plan of divine healing and enjoy divine healing. You can say, well, I'm a Christian and God will automatically heal me, but that's not the case. Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. And I'm saying this morning that there's a lot of professing people that are going to heaven. There's a lot of people that will make it to heaven. But while going through this life, you are deprived of a lot of things that you never enjoy from God. They are things that God absolutely wants you to have, but you don't have them. And it is not God's will that you do without them. And you are not in the perfect will of God when you do not have these certain things that many people suffer tremendously because they have not simply believed in the promise of God and done the thing that God requires them to do so they can receive these things. Now, to be real happy, we have certain promises. And I'm going to refer to one right here in the second verse of the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes me free. Makes me free from the law of sin and death. Everything that comes to the human race through the law of sin and death. God's Bible tells me plainly here that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes me. Who is me? That's every Christian that becomes a child of God. It doesn't belong to the world. They have to come over to Christ to get it. Everybody can't cash in on these. Says they that are Christ are Abraham's seed, and they are joint heir according to promise, but not the world. It's the one that are Christ. Now, but we find that these promises belong to us. But we've got to lay hold upon these promises. So every promise that God made, we must say, Lord, I'm going to enjoy those promises. Now, there's these here that I'm referring to. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ. That word law, there's laws of works. As the Bible says in Romans 3rd chapter, the law of faith, the law. There's a law of sowing and reaping. There's a law of gravity. There's various laws that God has instituted. So the Bible says there's a law of sin and death. And through Adam and the sin of Adam, the law of sin and death passed upon the human race. Now, there's some of you sitting here. You have been cheated out of something that legally belongs to you, the same as God provided salvation for you. There are certain things that absolutely belong to you, and I want to encourage your heart to realize you cannot be happy if you are going through life and not enjoying the things that God has provided for you. You may be temporarily happy, but you're not going to have lasting happiness and success if you go on like that. Now, I want you to remember this, that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, it makes me free from the law of sin and of the law of death. Now, can anybody be sick without it coming through the law of sin and death? Nobody ever has. No one ever can. It was Adam's transgression that set up a law of sin and death. And death, sickness, has to come, and then it results into death. But the law of sin and death is a law that the devil, through tempting Adam, they forfeited the rights that Adam had, and the health that Adam had, it had to leave. And his way of prosperity was affected. And his spirit condition was affected because he died spiritually the day that he took of the fruit. So sin passed upon how many? Upon all. It affected everybody. We were born in sin, not because you committed sin, because Adam committed sin. We are born in sin and shapen in iniquity. We have all been affected. Then we're in a world that we can be affected by sickness. But if sickness comes, is it God's will that sickness remains upon any of his Christians or any of his children? The Bible says the law of the Spirit of life in Christ makes me. This is something, if a will is opened up in the reading about Tom Tucker, this, that, and the other, and it said this part, J.C. Hibbard is remembered in the will. It may be for $25. But Bud, I'm going to tell you, if the other fellow had $2 million, if it's $25, that $25 don't belong to them. It belongs to me. Please give it to me in cash or check or money order. But I want what's coming to me. Why? The guy that left it for me, it belongs to me and I want it. I don't want to be cheated out of it. And when Christ left a will and gave us his promise, there are things that belong to you, and the devil will try to cheat you out of it. But if you come and say, God, you said it, and I'm going to believe in it, I'm going to claim it. And then if some serve God and shout, and they don't have it, he said, does their unbelief affect the promise of God? No, God's promise is still good. So here's what I'm saying. There are three things, three outstanding promises that God promised, and nobody here can be happy in life without all three of them. You say, well, what about if you just have two? Well, if you have two, that's pretty good, but you can't be happy with one missing. There are three things, and God laid this message on my heart. You may have heard it before, but I'm asking you, are you living up to it 100%? I don't know how many people could stand right now if I said, I want to ask everybody here that you are enjoying these three things. You say, what three things are they? They're the three things that God's divine will, that every Christian has these three things. If you have two of them, then you're not in God's divine will. Why? Because you're missing one. You cannot be in God's divine will and missing one. You got to have all three of them. Why? Because it is his will for you to receive what he paid for you to have. The promise of Abraham might come on us through Christ. It may not come on everybody, but bless your heart, I'm looking for my share of it. Why? Because I believe on Jesus Christ, who through faith may obtain the promises. You can have these three. Anybody can have them. And there are those here this morning that are enjoying these three things, but there are many here this morning. You are not enjoying the three. And brother, you cannot go on and endure and be real happy and come out winner in the end with any of them missing. God said all three of them. And here's what they are. John, the beloved. That's the revelator. One got the book of Revelation. He wrote the first John, 2 John, 3 John, he wrote the book of Revelation. Jesus appeared to him. He also wrote the book of St. John, the greatest book in the Bible. And let me say this. In the third epistle of John, and the second verse, here's what John said. He said, beloved, talking to Christians, he said, I wish above all things. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things that I could wish that would come to you. But he said, there are three things that I wish above all things that you should have. Now listen to it. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper financially. Above all things, I wish that you would prosper financially and be in health and not be sick, diseased, be in health even as your soul prospers. He said, I want prosperity financially, prosperity physically, prosperity spiritually, and I wish above everything else that you have these three things. And now let me stop for a moment. I've got three things here, and I'll just take just any of them. This is divine healing. I'm going to take divine healing and lay over here, and you don't have it. But you are blessed financially. You're blessed financially. You have money. You're prospering. Got a good car. Pay your bills. You have air condition. Maybe you wear the best of shoes. You got a little money in the bank. You can help your in-laws if they're getting in real trouble. You don't owe any dentist bill and can't pay them. You don't have anybody rapping on your door trying to collect bills. You see, you are going to the church. You're in the church. Said as long as he sought God, you say, well, does that apply to everybody? Everybody. Because if he did that to one, God would be a respecter of person. But he said as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Now, who made him to prosper? Talking about financial prosperity. That's what he's talking about there. How did he get prosperity? As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. There is a prosperity that comes from God. How many believe that? Somebody gets it mixed up. They're in the world. They get plenty of money. Money running out the ears. And they'll say, well, Brother Hibbert, I drive as good a car as you do, and I have money in the bank. By the way, I believe I've got more than you have. Well, it wouldn't have to be too much to be that. But anyway, and I wear good shoes, and I'm prospering. All right, just a minute. Now, let's see. He's got prosperity. But I'll say to him, all right, brother, what about your health now? Do you have good health? Oh, well, got a few pills I have to take, kind of get up pills and go to bed pills, you know, and have to have a few crutches. And I've got a little maybe heart problem. And he might tell you a few of the things that he has. He doesn't have the health that Christ went to the cross and went to the whipping post, and by his stripes we're healed. I am the Lord God that healeth thee. I will take sickness from the midst of thee. Divine healing is the children's bread. And he said, is there any sick among you? Don't stay sick, for God's sake. Call the elders of the church. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. Why? Because God made a promise, and you can lay hold on the promise. And I'll say to that man, do you have sickness? Well, yes, I have. I've got a few things that I'm under the doctor's care, and this, that, and the other. All right, brother, what about, how long are you going to live? I don't know. Are you, think you'll live 100 more years? Oh, no, I'm up in years, maybe 10, 15 more years. When you go to check out, are you going to smile on the deathbed? Know that you've lived a good, conscientious life. You prospered spiritually. You're born again. You're on your way to heaven. Oh, no, I haven't that. I've neglected that, Brother Hibbert. I don't go to church. All right. He doesn't have this, and he doesn't have this, but he's hypnotized. The devil's got him like a fella. He goes in, you know, and he says, give me a shot. Give me a shot. Can't hardly get going. And I haven't got the money. Pay it back. I'll go out and knock someone on the head and get it. I'll be here by 12 o'clock and pay it back. So he gets the money, gets the shot. They put the shot now, and all at once, if you feel good now. Heroin. He's a heroin addict. Oh, boy, he owns the world. Man, he goes strong for a while. He's under this stimulation, false stimulation of the drug. It makes him feel rich. And he's given up the home. His wife has had to go back to work. He doesn't have a home or babies. Why? The dope has driven him out to smug people over the head, to shoot the dope, to run with his crowd. And there he's miserable. He has to get his money, dodge the policeman, and he's fighting to get some money for the next shot that goes in his arm. But when he gets the shot, he thinks, boy, I've got it made. It's quickly lived. It doesn't last very long. Brother, the people that let money get in the way and they've got seemingly prosperity. Brother, you can have $1 million and split hell wide open and be so miserable you want to blow your brains out. That's not God's plan. There's only one way that you can have God's plan, brother, and be in God's will, and that's to have all three of them. He said, I would to God that you'd prosper. No, he said, I would to God that you'd prosper and be in health. Be well, even as your soul prospers. Now, you lay aside sickness, you can have salvation and money coming out your ears. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm talking about many people now, they just have the two. I've got money. I pay my honest debts. I pay my tithe. God's blessed me financially. And may I say this, God has a financial plan. If God has a plan on earth, God has a financial plan. And it's tithing. You cannot expect God to honor nothing pertaining to you financially if you don't honor God's plan. God has a financial plan, and he called it his financial plan, and he said, when you ignore it, my blessings financially will not come, but my curse will come. Why? He said, you're cursed with a curse. They said, how come? You've gone away from me. How did we go away from you? He said, you've gone away from me in tithe. He said, bring the tithe in, and I'll open the windows of heaven. I'll reverse the curse to a blessing. Did I say it, or did God say it? I said, God said it. God wants you to prosper. You say, well, I believe the Lord wants me to suffer. I don't believe he wants me to have nice things. Yeah, you are certainly a good advertisement for the kingdom of God, running around with your britches out. I mean, with the tail of your britches out. With a shoe, look, with a hole in your shoe. All of you know what I mean. I may not say everything just right, but you know how to put it right. Patch in the seat of your britches, we'll put it that way. Oh, and everybody, not able to pay your debts. Brother, I'll tell you, God is not a liar. God is not a man that he should lie, the son of man that he should repent. My God shall supply all your needs. If you're a Christian, a son of God going to heaven, he doesn't want you to bring reproach. He wants you to stand on your feet, claim the promise, and do what God says, and he'll come to pass. Now, quickly, and I'm going to wind up quick. But look, you've got money because you pay your tithe. And you've got salvation. You go to church and you pray. And you raise your hand and you shout. And you're going to heaven. You really are. You die, you'd go to heaven. And you have no condemnation. And you say, well, brother, but that's pretty good. I'm saved on the way to heaven. No condemnation. I'm well. I don't have affliction. Now, all of us may be afflicted. Many of the afflictions of the righteous. Why would he say if there's any sick among you? Call the elders of the church. Because Christians can get sick. But does God want you to stay sick? No. He said, thank God I made a way. God put in the church gifts of healing. And if there's any sick among you, call the elders, have them pray. The prayer of faith will save the sick. You can have $1 million and be shouting happy and sit on the front seat and say, amen, brother, glory to God, there's no condemnation in my soul. Wait just a minute. Move a little bit. I got a thing out of place back here. Are you happy? Oh, I'd be so happy if I was healed of that. Would to God you'd prosper and be in health. Be in health. Be in health. Somebody said, well, I believe it means this. Yeah, you've interpreted and checked yourself completely out of the will. If the will says I have $25 coming, don't give me 24, give me 25. If God's New Testament tells me that believers can have health, thank God, keep knocking, keep praising God. And if you don't get your healing, go and find out why. When the test is over, it'll be for the glory of God. Sickness, you need to have it. You can have money running out your ears. This is salvation. Put it over there. You've got health. Boy, I'm strong as an ox. Nothing wrong with me. I've got money in my pocket. Why do I need to go to church? If the Lord called on you to give an answer for your soul, where would you go? Oh, well, I don't like to talk about those things. Are you ready? Are you born again? Oh, no, I don't believe in that stuff. Do you think you're going to stay here forever? Well, no, where do you think you're going? Well, I don't know where I'm going, but don't talk about that, because I get unhappy when I think about dying and having to face God. But, brother, if I can wake up, I've got money in my hip pocket, and I've got health in my body, and I've got salvation in my soul. I am in God's will. He paid for it, and I'm enjoying it. I want everybody to stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. I want every one of you to raise your hand and say, Lord, if I've been cheated, I'm going to get me an attorney. Who is the attorney? That's Jesus Christ is your attorney. I'm going to get me an attorney, and I'm coming before the throne, and I'm having access by faith unto his promises. Say, God, I'm coming. Whatever you have need of, I'm going to ask you. Right now, while you're looking at Brother Hibbard, do you have all three of them? If you don't, you can. What can I do to get finance? Pay your tithe. Serving God. You pay your tithe, God say, if you don't believe I'm God, if you don't believe I'm up here, prove me. Try me. Bring your tithe in and see if I'll not open up the windows of heaven, and I'll pour out a blessing, and I'll rebuke the devourer. I'll not let your calves die or your cattle or your crops die out there. I'll pronounce a blessing upon you. Though the curse may be around about you, it'll not hit you. Why? Because you have laid your hand in God's promise and God's blessing. Why? God has a plan, financial plan. Salvation, all you've got to do is say, Lord, I surrender my life now. I've been fooling around, but I'm serving you. I dedicate myself to you. Then your soul prospers. I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to listen to Brother Hibbard. Has your soul become stagnant? Instead of progressing and prospering, has it kind of slid back a little? You need to pray. Lord, I want you to forgive me of anything I've done wrong. I want God's perfect will. Prosper, be in health, even as my soul prospers. How many believe it's for everybody here this morning? God laid that message on my heart. How many believe this book backs it up? Did you raise your hand a while ago and say, God, speak to me? Did you do it? How many believe he spoke to you? You may have money, you may have health. Brother, if you don't have the peace of God in your heart, you will finally reach a place that your money and your health is not going to help you. You'll feel like blowing your brains out. There is trouble ahead. There's only one way you can live a happy life, is take God's happy three. Prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers.
The Lord delighteth to do good things to those who consistently serve him, so that thou could say in thine own heart, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all thy benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Arise, and let the Lord thy God be to thee that which he has promised, that which thy soul doth cry out for, and that which hath been paid for and purchased.
Praise God. That wasn't Brother Hibbard, that is God. Raise your hand to God now. And everyone that stands in need, I want you to raise your hand. And I want you to say, Lord, it's all three of them, spirit, soul, and body. Financially, Father, I come to you now. In the name of Jesus, I pray that every person in our building shall honor the plan of salvation and sell out to you and put God in their life where he belongs, and honor your financial plan and honor God and pay their tithe. Honor God's divine healing plan. Believe in the stripes of Jesus and have the prayer of faith and trust in God for their healing. Lord, you have healing for those that put their trust in thee. We pray to release healing this morning. Release salvation this morning. Release financial blessings and prosperity as individuals lift their hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like us all remembering there's young people in this building this morning. Your life is before you. It's going to be full of rocks, full of pitfalls and snares if you don't go God's route. You show me the young person that honors God and puts God in his life and puts God before everything, what God's will. And if he gets $10, he pays $1 to God. If he gets $1,000, he pays $100 to God. Because he pays tithe. And he pays it to God. And when he gets sick, he'll come to his mama and say, Mama, pray for me, or carry me to the church. And because I pay my tithe and I've sold out to God, I'm God's property. God has made a provision for my healing. The prayer of faith will save the sick. I'm expecting to get well. My brother, you raise your hand. God has health down your road. He has prosperity down your road. He has spiritual joy down your road. You can go through this life and enjoy it with a healthy body, with money in your pocket, and go to heaven and have a mansion and live forever. Or you can go through here in a mansion with a sick body and go to hell and spend eternity there. I want all three of them. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for all three of them. Hallelujah! 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 Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. My, all this and just barely after 12. 13 minutes to be correct. But I quit preaching a while ago. I've just been kind of coasting. Oh, hallelujah. How many of you are going to take the promise? You're going to believe it. You're not going to be cheated. Let the devil cheat you out of it.